The Wanted and all-time low. So let's bring in the two boys from the Wanted. We've got Max and Nathan. So let's bring them in now.
Here they are.
Hi, morning. There they are.
Morning.
Morning, Nathan. Morning. Hello.
Hello. Hi. Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Nice to see you.
Nice
hello,
to see
how
you.
Are you?
Very good.
Oh, dear. My sweaty hands.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What's that all about? Very sweaty. And the webcams are on, by the way, if you want to see the boys in all their glory. Or maybe you just want to look at Dave.
Probably look at the boys, I think. Oh, yeah. More so.
It's a toss-up. How are you?
Very good.
Very well, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All good?
Good yeah. Christmas, good New Year.
Nice one.
Yeah. Nice to be back.
Yeah, it's all right, isn't it? Yeah. I had a bit of a break, I'm now about to work. I went a bit Welsh there.
Yeah, a little bit.
So, Nathan, so you're the baby?
Yes, I am, yeah.
70. Whoa, listen to that voice.
I'm trying to get the headphones on. Struggling.
Trying to put your headphones on over your silly Ollie Murs hat. That's what you're doing.
Take the hat off.
Stealing the style.
Yeah, there you go, that's easy, isn't it?
See?
Right.
How much easier is that?
A lot easier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're the youngest, but you've got the deepest voice by the sounds of things.
I think it's just early.
Oh, now he's going back up again. Maybe your voice is currently breaking.
It could be.
Do you find that sometimes Maxie kind of goes, does anybody want a cup of tea?
Yeah, he does, you know.
Does it?
Yeah.
It's usually defensive, isn't it?
Well, no, he always starts like that, to be honest.
Oh, leave me alone! That's not fair!
He has got a horribly deep voice for a child.
What are you talking about?
For a child.
What?
How old are you, Max?
22.
22.
That's quite a lot, though, isn't it? That's 5 years difference between you.
Mm. Yeah, don't rub it in.
Yeah. Who's the oldest
in the oldest, then, are you?
No, Tom's the oldest. Mm. But he's 22, just a month between me and him.
Is he really 22?
He is, yeah.
No, there's a little pause there, so he's obviously a bit
funny
old.
That. Yeah,
34. I heard he was 36.
No, I said...
Yeah. I heard he went to school with Zane Lowe.
Did he?
Yeah, that's what I heard. So it's all gone very well for The Wanted. You're doing all right.
We're doing all right.
You're doing all right.
We're here.
Yeah. Well, look, well, you made it to our show now, innit? Top one, nice one. Sorry. Do you understand what he says all the
don't
time?
Don't have a clue.
You struggle. No, where are you from, Nathan?
Gloucester.
Right, well, blimey. So yeah. You struggle with his accent, you know, electricity, that kind of thing.
Mobile phones.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Do you all live together in a big house?
We do, yeah. Well, in, like, a flat.
Do you all live in the same flat?
Same flat.
Is that not a nightmare, though? You know, on a long-term basis. Is it not a nightmare, all living and working together?
No, it's great.
Is it? Fun,
yeah, yeah, we all get on really well, and, like, you know, it's a dump, like, it's horrible, but, you know, we're five lads, so...
I'll give you 6 months before one of you moves out.
Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's definitely going to be Seaver, isn't it?
Absolutely,
anyway.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, I think he's too clean.
He's already out the door, isn't he, pretty much?
Yeah.
6 months, that'll be it. How many records you sold now?
Don't know, 140 or something.
Nah, you've done more than that.
I don't have a clue.
You really don't know?
Did you buy one?
No, I get them free.
Mm. Well, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, we get the promo copies.
Terrible,
oh, sweet.
I don't have to
only
buy
them. Only a five and all the album, half price.
Yeah. Well, I don't need
after
it.
After a week.
Oh, dear, look at this, look.
We're getting desperate.
Oh, dear. I think the album's gone platinum, hasn't it?
So it has, yes.
Yeah. There you are.
That was superb, yeah.
So thanks to everyone that bought it.
It's all right. Mm. You want to keep that price up, though, otherwise it's point. You've got to sell more copies. And there's five of you in the band.
Mm.
So you've got to sell way more to make that dough back. I've just been told that Max is... You're in a relationship, right?
Yes, I am.
And everyone knows about that? Is that...
Well, sort of. Not everyone, but I suppose they do now.
Right, okay.
Do they not tell you to keep stuff like that secret sometimes when you're in a boy band?
If you choose to, but I'm easy with it. I'm fine. I think Nathan would get in a bit of trouble if he got spotted with a girlfriend, because all the little teeny boppers go mental at him if he's linked to anyone. I remember he was linked to Cher and he lost 6,000 followers on Twitter.
Always great when that happens.
I tell you what, be worth it, though.
You're talking about Cher Lloyd, though, not Cher Cher.
Yeah.
No, Cher, the Cher. Yeah.
Not like old Cher.
Right.
Young Cher. Do you fancy Cher?
Hey, there's nothing happening between us, no.
That's not the question I asked.
Answer the question, boy.
Yeah, look at this.
No, she's not my type, unfortunately.
Oh, really?
No.
Okay. You're only 70. You're probably not into girls yet. You're probably, into computer games.
Scale electrics and stuff.
You know, that kind of thing. You know, and what with the, you know, because what with you in the band and the paper round and homework and everything, you don't, you wouldn't have time for girls.
Still doing the homework.
Still doing the homework, boy.
So we're going to go-karting.
Certainly are, yeah.
Tomorrow. Yeah, for that. Now, you obviously can't take part, Nathan.
Brilliant.
Because you're too young.
Can't I flag it?
No, what we'll do, we're going to...
Rules are rules.
You can sit in the seats and watch, and we'll get you some ice cream and some pop.
Okay.
Popcorn. Crisps or something.
Okay, yeah, if you want.
No, like some fizzy pop and some crisps and stuff like that. Keep you entertained.
Oh, lovely.
He can take part. It's just the BBC
rules.
He's too young.
Listen, you sit and watch. Just let the big boys go and play, and then you sit and watch.
Brilliant.
Sit and watch videos of Cher on YouTube. On I think she'd eat you alive. I think she'd be too much for you.
She definitely would, mate. Yeah.
All the rapping and everything. Scare the life out of me.
He seems like a nice boy.
He is a nice boy.
Yeah, he does. He seems like a... Is he fairly innocent and naive?
Do you know what? Sometimes he is, right. But, like, what? He has an other side to him as well.
Be careful here.
But he likes making tea, which is good.
Look at this. There could be a bit of tension here.
It seems like there is.
Nathan's worried that he's going to say something. I now want to know what he's worried he's going to say.
Do you know what? I'm really surprised, because he seems really nice this morning. And in the mornings, usually, he's a demon.
Really?
Yeah. He's horrible.
Proper grouch.
Is he the worst mood in the house in the mornings, would you say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely, yeah.
It does
get better,
yesterday,
though. He was tired yesterday.
Leave me alone. No, sleep. Wow. Living together, working together. Have you ever had a big proper scrap? I'd say yes.
Have no, not fight? Nothing that's scarred.
Right, sure.
So,
where are you from?
Salford.
Right, okay, well, there you go. So you have varying degree. You differ on what a fight is compared to Nathan. Getting stuck in, punching someone, kneeing them in the head. We're only playing, man. It's not like we're fighting or anything. So you're going? You go out with Michelle Keegan from Curry?
Yeah.
Oh man, that's a result. How the hell did you manage that?
I don't have a clue.
You're way too rough for her.
I don't know, but she's from Earlham, so I'm not that much.
I don't know that area. Is that rough?
Well, it's sort of just. Well, it's in Salford.
Right.
It's got a Tesco though.
That's all right.
Is it like a Metro, one of the big ones?
It's one of the big ones.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, it's going up in the world.
You got more stuff to nick then, man. But you got to run faster.
Nah, she's... How long
have you been going out with her?
Only about a month and a half, nearly 2 months.
Oh, so it's really new.
Yeah, it's all new, yeah.
Wow.
But it's great. I'm loving it, mate.
Is that what you were... You're like, what are your ambitions, Nathan, to go out with a girl like that?
Yeah.
A woman, she's
female
a woman.
Female would be great.
She's a woman. Female, yeah,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Told you he's not gay, Alan.
Right.
Sorry. He's not the gay one.
Sorry.
I know. But who's the gay one in the band again? What's his name? Remind me. The gay guy. What's... Oh, I thought Nathan might have folded the question. He should have said Max. That's what he should have said.
Max.
Yeah, it's me.
Yeah.
Michelle's a smoke screen.
Covered up.
No one will ever know. Well, she's cute. She's really cute.
Yeah, she is.
Don't screw that up.
Do you know what? I'll do my best not to.
Yeah. Have you met a family and all that yet?
Briefly, and I've met a dog. And she's met mine, though.
Your dog?
No.
Your family?
Yeah, my dog as well.
Right, okay.
But my family as well, yeah. Yeah.
Does she not have any older brothers that are scary?
She's got a younger brother.
Okay, that's all right. Well, there you go, Nathan, you know. Possibility. Sorry about it. Well, we wanted to get you in and just have a chat, because we've never met yet, and but we're going to go go-karting tomorrow. It's going to be very serious.
Yeah, it is, you know, we are pretty competitive, us, you know.
Mm. Yeah.
Everybody is a go-kart, you know.
Alan's going
to... No one wants to lose
no.
it.
No. Alan's not going to take part.
I won't take part. Who's going to win, then?
From the it's either going to be me,
Don't
Tom...
yourself.
...or Jay.
It'll be Jay.
Right, okay. It's not going to be Seaver.
No.
He'll just want to look good as he's doing it.
No, you don't.
Will he not want to put the helmet on in case he messes his hair up?
No, exactly, there's no chance.
No. Mm.
How do you think Nathan will get on?
Awful.
Really?
Well, yeah.
I'm not even doing it, am I?
Well, we'll see.
Right.
We might dress you up in, like, some older clothes.
Yeah, and put, like, a fake moustache on you.
A jacket on you.
Yeah, give me some stilts.
Just walk in and go like that. Hi, my mate.
You're right.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
That's exactly what you're going to do.
Yeah.
It's good fun. We've done it a couple of times before. and it gets quite competitive. Dave takes it very seriously.
I love
you need to look out for him.
You look so serious right now. Proper intense.
You wait, because it's all the suits and everything. It's proper outfits and everything.
Proper like a Stig.
Yeah.
Gloves and helmets and the whole racing suit.
Awesome. Dave will take it very seriously tomorrow. Yeah. I'm just there to have fun. That's all I'm there to do.
And that's what he says.
I won't win. Yeah. Dominic, semi-seriously. Until it gets to the actual thing, and then...
Yeah.
Well, we did it with N-Dubs last year, who cheated.
Yeah.
Did they?
Yeah. No, properly they cheated, because they weren't slowing down on the yellow flags.
That's right. And honestly, if you overtake when you're not meant to, there'll be hell to pay tomorrow. It'll all kick off. It really will. But now I'm looking forward to it.
I can't wait.
And then we're all going to go to the pub afterwards, but we'll buy you some crisps. You'll sit in the garden or something. Nathan, you'll be outside. Yeah. Bring you a little orange juice.
Yeah, they've got like a little plate. They've got climbing
stuff. He likes slides, don't you? You like slides.
No, they
have. We'll drop you off at the nearest McDonald's because they've got one of them, you know, one of them pools with all the balls in and the playpen.
Yeah, get the Happy Meal.
Yeah, exactly. Nice, isn't it?
Yeah. And the Happy Meals have Narnia toys at the moment.
Do they?
Right up your alley.
Oh, they're my favourite.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Wow, what a life. Narnia toys at the moment. Right up your alley.
I wish we were pop stars.
Normally I just play with them in my hand, but you know, whatever fits, I suppose. So, all right. Well,
casualty.
Let's do the news. And then we've got to ring back some some of the competition winners and find out, or people who've entered, find out who's going to come with us. Yeah. So it could be a girl. Could find you a girl, Nathan. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't be scared. It's all right.
Yeah.
Max, tell him. They're not scary.
No, they're not. I don't know. He's spoils her.
Listen, Nathan.
She's scary.
Girls are just like us, right? They just smell nicer and they're completely irrational. That's all you need to know. You know?
I think I could learn off you.
I can teach. I could be your mentor. No,
seriously, if you want to know about women, you speak to Chris Morris.
Speak to me.
Yeah.
I'm a great boyfriend. Ask Michelle. Dated her for a year.
Yeah?
You know, yeah.
I'll ask her.
Yeah, that was Michelle Collins.
Oh, yeah. That's right, yeah. That was Michelle Flatley.
Yeah.
It's Michael in address. All right, okay. Well, listen, nice to see you. So we're gonna do the news, and then we're going to ring somebody back, and then hopefully they will answer the phone right, and then they're going to win, and we'll be all there go-karting tomorrow.
Super.
Brilliant.
Wicked.
What are you going to do for the rest of the day? What are your plans?
Going back to bed.
Nice.
For a couple of hours.
Yeah, on your own?
Damn,
Coronation Street schedule.
I know, I'm gutted. So going back to bed for a bit, probably watch a bit of David Attenborough, and then...
What?
What, a bit of David Attenborough? I'm proper into Blue Planet at the moment.
Right.
Can't stop watching it.
Actually, Dominic's got a load of blue DVDs, if you want to...
No.
bit of blue?
No.
You get them from Amsterdam, don't you?
No.
You do? You have them sent to your house under a different name.
802.
I don't think Amber's in it, is he?
No.
Okay. Well, you enjoy that. That's what a rock and roll life. I wish I was in The Wanted. What a life. Yeah. Sitting in bed watching DVDs all day. Nathan, what will you do? You probably got a bit of homework.
Be on the console. Homework.
What console are you on?
PS3.
You're on the PS3?
Yeah.
It's all about the Xbox 360, pal. That's what it's all about. It's all about the Xbox 360. It's all about the Call of Duty. That's what it's all about. Yeah. That's how I roll.
Mm-hmm. You're so cool in it, aren't you?
I'm very lonely at the moment. I'm unbelievably lonely.
You play Call of Duty and make your own fajitas.
Yeah, all right. So, there's nothing wrong with making my own fajitas.
I know.
I bet Nathan cooked.
You had a Mexican meal for one.
Yeah?
Toast.
There you go, see? Yeah. Toast. Jesus.
I'm making fajitas on Friday.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you?
You done it before?
Yeah.
You good at it?
My favourite food.
See, I did it last night.
And I always get the top off the jar of the guacamole.
See, I couldn't do it.
Trouble. Just one flick of the wrist, bang, it's off.
Well, I've heard that. We're talking about guacamole, though, son.
Don't call me Marvin for no reason.
No, I'm telling you. I took a picture last night. I was very pleased with what I made. Check them out. Look at that. See, how good do they look?
Tell you what, they look marinated, then.
Yeah, they are proper marinated.
Yeah.
Look at the camera.
That looks like an overnight job, that.
No, about an hour and a half, 2 hours. And then the only thing is, I wrapped them up in the tortillas, and then I took another picture. But I think that kind of just came out looking a bit rude.
Yeah.
Like that. You know what I mean? Anyway, we're rambling now. So listen, nice to meet you both.
You too.
See you tomorrow.
Cheers.
And then tell us if you want us Dirty Tactics. you tell us tomorrow who you want us to, you know...
Ram off.
Basically.
The road.
Yeah,
ram off.
Straight away, get Tom off.
Right, okay. Dave, do you want to get Tom off tomorrow?
Do you know what? I'm not capable.
Alan said he'll do it, so there you go. Everybody's
right,
happy.
So Alan's going to ram Tom.
There
sweet.
Nathan and Max from the Ones, and we'll see you tomorrow for Go-Karting. Yeah.